As a result of an overwhelming lack of requests, and with research help from that renowned scientific journal, Spy Magazine, January 1990, I am pleased to present the annual scientific inquiry into Santa Claus. No known species of reindeer can fly, but there are over 300,000 species of living organisms yet to be classified. While most of these are insects and germs, this does not completely rule out flying reindeer, which, by the way, only Santa has ever seen. There are 2 billion children in the world. At an average census rate of 3.5 children per household, that's 91.8 million homes. One presumes there's at least one good child in each. I doubt it. Santa has 31 hours of Christmas to work with, thanks to the different time zones and the rotation of the Earth. Assuming he travels east to west, which seems logical, this works out to 822.6 visits per second. Pretty good. Santa has 1/1000th of a second to park, hop out of the sleigh, jump down the chimney, fill the stockings, distribute the remaining presents under the tree, eat whatever snacks have been left, get back up in the chimney, get back into the sleigh, and move on to the next house. Assuming that each of these 91.8 million stops are evenly distributed around the Earth, we are now talking about 0.78 miles per household, a total trip of 75.5 million miles, not counting stops to do what most of us must do at least once every 31 hours, plus feeding, etc. This means that Santa's sleigh is moving at 650 miles per second, 3,000 times the speed of sound. For purposes of comparison, the fastest man-made vehicle on Earth, the Ulysses space probe, moves at a pokey 27.4 miles per second. A conventional reindeer can run, tops, 15 miles per hour. The payload on the sleigh adds another interesting element, assuming that each child gets nothing more than a medium-sized Lego set, 2 pounds. The sleigh is carrying 321,300 tons, not counting Santa, who is invariably described as overweight. On land, conventional reindeer can pull not more than 300 pounds, tops, even granting that flying reindeer could pull 10 times the normal amount. He could not do the job with 8 or even 9. He would need 214,200 reindeer. This increases the payload, not even counting the weight of the sleigh, to 353,430 tons. Again, for comparison, this is 4 times the weight of the Queen Elizabeth. 353,000 tons traveling at 650 miles per second creates enormous air resistance. This would heat the reindeer up in the same fashion as spacecraft re-entering the Earth's atmosphere. Christmas barbecue! The lead pair of reindeer will absorb 14.3 quintillion joules of energy per second each. In short, they will burst into flame almost instantaneously, exposing the reindeer behind them and creating deafening sonic booms in their wake. The entire reindeer team will vaporize within 4.26 thousandths of a second. Santa, meanwhile, will be subjected to centrifugal forces 17,500.6 times greater than gravity. A 250-pound Santa, which seems ludicrously slim, would be pinned to the back of his sleigh by 4,315,015 pounds of force. In conclusion, if Santa ever did deliver presents on Christmas Eve, he's dead now. But just in case I'm totally wrong, I am going to hang one really big long stocking. I need a great big Bertha driver.